that's it should be okay. Although this is a little, oh no, there we go. Good evening. I hope you had a good afternoon. I know I was blessed this morning with the message that God has placed on Samuel's heart, and what a blessing and a challenge that was this morning. And looking forward to more of the same this evening, and even and more as far as what he's planning on as far as the practical ministry there in Peru. So really looking forward to it. But let's go ahead and start this evening with a word of prayer, and then we'll move on with the service. Heavenly Father, you are so great. You are so wonderful. You are awesome. And whenever we just think upon you, we are just blown out of our minds as far as who you are. And we can never totally grasp your fullness and your greatness. But we thank you that you have chosen to reveal yourself to us in your word. Thank you that we can study it. Thank you that you have shown us and revealed to us the good news of Jesus Christ. And what a blessing it is to know that we have eternal life, that we are going to heaven whenever we die, if we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. And I pray that we'd have a burden to share that good news with others around us, whether it be here in Nordville, or whether it be in Nebraska, or whether it be across the oceans. So I pray even that you would burden our heart to share the gospel, but even more than that, to teach and disciple those that come to know Jesus Christ. So I pray that you would bless this evening in a great way. I pray that you would use your word, that you would challenge us and encourage us. I pray that through all these things that your name would be glorified and lifted up. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
All right. While you stand up today, tonight, why don't you turn to number 444. We're going to start off with singing, "I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go." If I could just get this microphone to go where I want it to go, that would be alright. Sing with me. Thank you. At this time, we'll be taking a special love offering for the Rojas. We are very grateful for their presence here this day. I have already been blessed by their presence, by Samuel's teaching, and by the ministry of his children. I believe we're going to be seeing much more of that tonight. And let's pray as well that God will bless in this offering toward them, and also that He would bless our hearts through the Rojas tonight. Let's pray. I thank you very much, our dear Father, that despite any hardships, any trials, and Lord, despite anybody turning away from us, Lord, and though the world forsake us, Father, you still love us. Lord, even though we were sinners, Christ died for us. Father, I thank you that you chose to take us out of the depths of sin and turn us to a new light in your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray today that as we hear the message that the Rojas hope and pray to bring to those in Peru, that we will look back to the time when we as well were in darkness, Father, that it would spur us on to support them in prayer, and Lord, even financially tonight as we can, so that they might bring to some poor souls as well the great gospel, the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray that you would bless even this evening, Father, that it would be an encouragement to us in all these things. And in all these things, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those blue songbooks again and turn to number 451. 451. O Master, let me walk with Thee.
Secret, help me bear the strain of time.
for singing tonight. This time it's my great privilege to introduce to you the Rojas. As I said before, they have ministered already to us, and we're looking forward to hearing more specifically their ministry that they plan for Peru and the Peruvian people, and we're very thankful that you're here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. ¿Cómo están?
Okay,
that's everything. We are glad again to be here, and like this morning we share a little bit about our testimony, and the best thing that I learned being in South America, the big thing is soccer. So, but the best thing I learned in soccer is that soccer is a teamwork. I think another sport, also basketball, football, all that sport is a teamwork. So that principle I bring to my family, and we have a team, and we call the Rojas team. So we serve the Lord with our team. So this evening, we will have different things. First, my wife Beth will be playing the violin for us. Then we'll have Joey, Joseph David. He is 2 years old. He will be reciting Psalm 100. And then Bethany, again with her mom, will be doing the Samaritan woman, the woman in the well. And then Bethany and Joe will be singing together. And then we have the our DVD presentation. After the DVD presentation, if you have any question, we will try to answer. Okay? Beth, please come. Okay.
Thank you.
I would put here to Joey. Okay. We'll be reciting Psalm 100.
Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise and do the Lord. Holy lamps. Serve the Lord gladness. Come before the presence of singing. Know that the Lord is God. He does mighty than all ourselves and all people and the sheep of his pastures and when the God was thanking and the Lord praise. The thing from the bless his name for the Lord is great. His mercy allows lasting for all generations. Psalm 100.
The different things that I will be doing in Peru, helping my husband in different ways. One of the most important responsibilities that I will have is to teach our children God's word. And sometimes that's easy to neglect and to overlook. Sometimes we want to train everybody else's children and we forget about our own. And it's easy to see things out of perspective and to get that priority out of whack. But we began teaching Bible verses to Bethany when she was 3. And when she was 3 and a half, she learned her first passage, Isaiah 6, 1 through 8. And we were amazed at the ability that children have to learn God's Word. And so we thought, well, if she can do that, well, we're going to give her more and more and more. And the Lord has helped us, and she's learned about 10 chapters, 10 different passages. And we are so excited and just hope that this Word of God, because what we say really doesn't matter, but we just know that God's Word is alive, and that if that is in her heart, that will lead her and that will keep her from sin in this very, very bad world. And so I just challenge you as grandparents and parents to instill God's Word in young ones' heart, not just a three-word verse. They can do so much more. Sometimes we wait until they're older to try to get the long passages in, when it should be kind of the opposite. We should get the long passages in when they're small. And it's just amazing what kids can learn, and it's just such a blessing just to sometimes in the car, Bethany, can you recite this passage? And just to hear those words and just be refreshed again from God's Word. And so we're going to be reciting today, if you'd like to look up in your Bibles, John 4, 1 through 45, the woman at the well.
John 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than Jesus himself baptized up his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee, and was needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary of his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water.
Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink.
For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, Thou being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which I am a Samaritan. For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked, and he would have given thee living water.
The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well, and drink thereof himself and his children as cattle?
Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. And the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life.
The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I may thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither.
The woman saith unto him, I have no husband.
Jesus saith unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and him whom thou now hast is not thine husband. And thou saidest thou truly.
The woman saith unto him, Sir, I receive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say in Jerusalem is the place where men are to worship.
Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
The woman saith unto him, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he hath come, he will tell us all things.
Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man saith, Which seekest thou, why talkest thou with her? And meanwhile, his disciples prayed. Then the woman left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and said to the men, Come see a man who told me all things, whichever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, the disciples prayed and said, Master, eat.
But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of.
Therefore the disciples said one to another, Hath any man brought him out to eat?
Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you truth that whereon ye bestow no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors.
And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him from the saying the woman was justified. He told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they saw him that he had cheered them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said to the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for I have heard myself, and that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.
DVD presentation, and then if you have any questions, we will answer.
Missionary every day. Tell the world that Jesus is the way. The world is in eternity. There's no time to lose. So be a missionary. God's only mercy. Be a missionary today.
As Christians, we are called to be missionaries every day, everywhere, and anywhere we go. We are excited how the Lord has prepared the Rojas family to share the good news with the people of Peru. Written before the foundation of the world, the story of Samuel and Beth is a testament of God's faithfulness and guidance.
My name is Samuel Rojas. I was born in Santa Cruz, Bolivia, where I grew up in a Christian home. At the age of 8, I was saved in a Bible club. And at the age of 16, I was attending a Christian camp where I felt the call of God on my life. After my high school graduation, I was turned down for the only Bible seminary in Bolivia for political reasons. Feeling discouraged and having no other option, I then attend a public university in Bolivia. Having grown up as a son of a farmer, I decide to study agronomy. I was accepted into the university and received a soccer scholarship, which paid for my studies and allowed to me to play on the university team. After studying for 4 years, I was told to wait for the internship that I will need to graduate. While waiting, I became very involved in soccer, playing for semi-professional teams. During the game before I was to play for a professional team, I injured my knee, making it impossible for me to continue in that career. I was devastated. It seemed like God was closing all the doors as I reflect on what was happening in my life. I began seeking God's will concerning my early call to preach. Although I had been active in my church in many capacities, I had lost my focus. I dedicated my life to God for full-time service, and God began to open doors in ways that I could never have imagined. Through a series of miracles, I received my student visa and attended Puerto Rico Baptist College with Dr. Mike Casillas. It was there with our friends and family to help me that I, in a very real way, I learned to trust God for my every need. By God's grace, in May 2001, I graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Bible.
My name is Beth. I was born to missionary parents in Nassau, Bahamas. It was there at the age of 5 that I received Christ as my Lord and Savior. At the age of 9, we moved to Puerto Rico, where I would be for the next 16 years. As a church planner's daughter, I was involved early in everything from teaching Sunday school, writing plays, and anything else that needed to be done. In 1999, I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing from Bob Jones University.
After graduation, Beth moved back to Puerto Rico and continued to help in her parents' ministry as well as work in a small local clinic. At this time, her father was teaching part-time at Puerto Rico Baptist College, where Samuel was studying. They met and almost immediately felt peace about pursuing a relationship. They were both confident that God had put them together in order to serve Him more effectively. In 2002, God joined two lives that longed to serve Him. They then moved to Florida, where God directed them to their home church, Bethany Baptist Church in Avon Park. While there, they were involved in Hispanic Bible studies, soccer ministries, and a Hispanic Sunday school. In 2004, The Lord led and directed the Rojas to Hispanic work in Norfolk, Nebraska. For 2.5 years, they were involved in preaching the word, visitation ministries, training Sunday school teachers, vacation Bible school, ladies' ministries, soccer, and drama.
The Lord has blessed our family with two precious children. Bethany Nicole was born in 2003 and Joseph David in 2006.
God is leading our family in a very clear and exciting way to serve Him in Cusco, Peru. We were first introduced to the ministry in Peru through Baptist Mission. We felt at peace about accepting this assignment while waiting for the door to open in Bolivia. Last year, I was able to visit Peru and to see firsthand the needs there. The visit confirmed our call and has placed a burden in my heart to arrive in Peru as soon as possible.
In Peru, the historic state of Cusco is filled with remembrances and monuments of the ancient Inca culture. The Rojas will be serving in this state in a city called Urubamba. This city is 8,500 feet above sea level and is located near the famous Inca ruins of Machu Picchu. Will be working in this scenic area in conjunction with other BMM missionaries. They will be serving in Peru in several different ministries. Samuel will be involved in teaching Bible courses in the Bible Institute, helping with student outreach ministries, preaching on the radio, and church planting. Beth will keep busy teaching the ladies in the Institute, teaching Sunday school, and being a wife and mother.
Family is to work together to bring souls to the Savior and to see growth in young believers. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to share our burden for mission with you.
Okay. Now you're here two times. Where are we going? So this year I was sharing with the pastor I was sharing with the pastor. This year, when we leave next month, we are going to Peru. And the first year will be our job taking the work of the levels. Sorry, it's hard for me to pronounce that last name, like for you, Rojas, right? And we will be helping the church and also helping with the Bible Institute for 1 year. After that, our main job will be in the Bible Institute, living with our students, be there for them 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So we see in that a great opportunity to make disciples. Matthew 28 said, go and make disciples. What opportunity we have to work with our students. They are there. So pray for us. We can work and do our best for the Lord. So if you have any question, we will answer. I think it's better if it's one at a time. Not everybody in the same time. Yes.
Are you teaming up with the Watleys?
Yes. Tim Watley will get in that team. We'll be working together with them. It's another missionary. He is right now in Lima learning the Spanish. He will be working in the radio ministry. And also, maybe you know Rachel Tarvin, and she is right now helping with the Bible Institute. Nobody else can help there, so she is helping there. So we will be working in that team. Wadley's, Lovells, and Rachel Tarvin. I don't remember the last name, the another couple. They are in Lima right now, learning the Spanish. So we'll be a good team. For now, it's only two families. Yes. Our departure time? Yes, we are praying to be leaving August 17, but we are working in the papers, the process, health examinations, all the process we need to send to the mission. They need to examine that, and they be clear to go to Peru. Also, our passport, they are in the way. So, depend on that, but I think not will be later than the 20th of August. So, next month.
You probably remember that I understood last spring that you were trying to raise support to Al Island different places through the summer. Is there a certain level of support you have to have, and have you reached it?
Well, we...
How did that work out?
Yes. We are 55% right now. It's not a normal this thing. The mission, they require 100% to go to the field. But because the need there, the missionary, they talk to the mission, we talk to the mission, and we will have to go to the language school. So we are ready to go, so they give us a permission. And they say if you are less than 80% till June was our date, they say you go for 1 year. If you are 80 or 85%, you can stay for 4 years. So we are 55 right now. We are going for 1 year. If our support comes, we visit many churches, and sometimes they take time to decide if they will take us or not. So if our support come, we will stay for the complete that term, 4 years. Yes.
You don't have to go to language school, do you?
No.
No.
No, we are ready to go. Yes. Yes.
Are you acquainted with the parish of Hines in Lima?
No, I don't know too many missionaries in Lima. I hear about the Stillwells. Yes. And yes, I don't know too many in Peru. Only that team where I will be working with. Another.
Now, would your wife be working in a clinic?
No. She will be helping also in the Bible Institute, teaching the ladies, and probably giving some health classes. I don't know how to say. I think a month or 2 months ago, she take some classes. They call jungle medicine, and I think she can help a little bit. That will be a tool to make contact with the people. But she now will be working in a clinic, helping me in the ministry. Yes. Another one. How are they? I think she is about the first month pregnancy. Probably that will be February or something like that next year. One Peruvian. Yes.
I want to know the rest of the story from this morning. What happened after your father died?
Really, you want to know? That is obvious. I got a major spanking. Yes.
Did you have to replace the cow?
That was hard to do that. So with that, I think was okay with my dad after the punishment.
How old were you at that time?
Right now.
No,
oh, in that time, I was 12.
Well, okay.
Yes. Another one.
Are your parents, are they Christians?
Yes. I had a blessing. I was born in a Christian home, and I raised in a Christian home.
And your siblings?
They are in Bolivia.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
You mentioned that you're one of eight children?
Yes, I am the youngest of eight.
Are your brothers, your sisters, do they know the Lord?
They profess when they were children, they become first than my parents. I have two brothers right now, they are not walking with the Lord. And that is our heart prayer right now. But the rest of my family, they are. I have one sister. Her husband is missionary also to Bolivia. I have another sister here in South Carolina. Her husband is a pastor for the expanding ministry. I have another brother in Bolivia. He is helping with the ministry there. And my parents, they are very involved in the church, and they are faithful also in the church. Only two brothers I have, a little away from the Lord. Yes. Another one. Yes.
So how far is it when you go down to Peru, where you're going to be at? How far is that from where your parents are?
Okay, we are in the east of Bolivia, and we will be in the west, southwest of Peru. That will be, if we say lucky, 24-hour driving.
How much?
24 hours driving, if the road is open and you can go. Yes. If not, I don't know how many weeks.
Have your parents seen your children?
Bethany.
Okay,
not Joey.
Oh.
Yes. Only pictures, and now that we have a blessing for the internet, and sometimes we set the computer and they can see the children there. Yes. Another one. Yes.
Southwest of Lima?
Southwest of Lima, yes.
Are you acquainted with the people in Lima, that the deaf ministry?
I hear that. I met one man who came to Florida. He is from Peru, mm-hmm. And he worked with that ministry. I met him. I don't remember that name right now, but I met him. I don't remember. But I heard that ministry. Another one. Our last meeting is next week in Iowa Falls. That's supposed to be today. So I got confused with him, and my calendar was for today, and his calendar was for 26. So thank you, Pastor, again for switch that. We changed three times with him. The first time, immigration called me for my final interview in Florida. That was Tuesday, 7 o'clock in the morning. So we was planning with a pastor here that Sunday, and then we had to drive to Florida. So why we reschedule with him. And next time when I have the interview there, they say, okay, you pass, everything is okay, I will send you a letter, and I think in 1 week or two will be the letter in your house, and we let you know when you are coming for your what do you call it? Juramento? Swearing in? Yes, say yes. And they said that will be for the end of July or the beginning of August. And I said, yes, that will be wonderful, because our last meeting is, I think, was 16 of July. And we was planning to go back to Florida for that. When we came for a camp here south of Des Moines, we received the letter, and they say you are scheduled for the 6th of July. Guess what was the church? The 5th. The same here. So pastor, again, I call him and we reschedule for the 26th. And we went to Florida, we finished with that process, and now I another American citizen. And then we came, and today was our meeting supposed to be in Iowa Falls. Wednesday I called to the pastor and said, how we can serve you Sunday? And he said, this Sunday? And I said, I have this in my calendar. He said, oh, I have for the 26th. So again, I called to the pastor and we switched. Thank you very much. So 26th is our last meeting here, and then we are going to package and go to Peru. Pray for us. I know everyone. Yes, she is not. Yes. If you remember that, please, if you can pray for us. The children also, they are a little tired. And if you remember, if you can pray for us about that, that would be great. Yes. What's that?
That Wednesday night, you didn't happen to drop into this church. You didn't plan on coming that Wednesday night to this church.
Oh, that Wednesday night when I came?
Yeah.
I came that time, and that was the first time I met him, and that was for reschedule, right?
Yeah, that's when we rescheduled.
The first time. Yes. Another question. Okay, if you don't have, we have one more hour, right, Pastor? Okay. Now I will share a little bit with you, if you can open your Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I remember when I visited Peru, and the amazing thing, they were translating the Bible to Quechua. It's another language in Peru. The official language is Spanish, but many people, they speak Quechua. They feel comfortable speaking Quechua, but they know also Spanish. When I visited Peru, they was finishing the New Testament, translating the Bible. And they was doing the book of Acts. And one man from Bible translation was there. And the first big thing was one man, 70 years old, he went to the seminary and he learned Greek. He came back and translated all the New Testament to Quechua. And after that, they call another pastor, different places, they speak Quechua, and they came to revise that translation. If the word in that translation mean the same thing in the different areas. So they was looking all through the New Testament. The last thing was the book of Acts. So one man from Bible translation went to Peru, and because in that mountain they don't know about boats, about ship. And when the Bible was speaking about Paul and the boat crash and all that, they don't have idea what the Bible was talking about. So this man from Bible translation took a big picture with all the pieces of the boat, the ship. And when the Bible said this, it's referring to this part of the boat. So they, oh, okay, this, we have this name for that. So it was amazing how they was translating. And I asked to the man who was helping there, and I said, what is the process to translate the Bible? And he said, well, we have three I forgot a word. Three basic steps. He said, one needs to be faithful to the original. Faithful to the original. Secondly, need to be clear. Clear what you are translating, need to understand. The people need to understand. And the third was need to be natural, need to flow naturally so the people can understand. Faithful, clear, and natural. So I said, wow. And I said, it's what the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's go to that verses. Chapter 3, verse 2 and 3. I will read in Spanish again, and you read your Bible in English. It says, nuestras cartas sois vosotros, escritas en vuestros corazones, conocidas y leídas por todos los hombres, siendo manifiesto que sois carta de Cristo, expedida por nosotros, escrita no con tinta, sino con el Espíritu del Dios vivo, no en tablas de piedra, sino en las tablas de carne del corazón. You know, you and I, as a Christians, we are translators. Maybe our neighbors or people in the street, they don't have the opportunity to read this Bible, but they can read our lives. They can read in us. So we need to be faithful to the original. Faithful to the Word of God. Faithful. Not as what I think, but what the Bible says. What the original says. And the second step says, be clear. Don't make doubts for the other people. Your Christian life needs to be clear. You are a Christian. Clear. And the third, natural. It's not only Sundays. It's every day. Need to flow natural. We are Christian. Wherever we are, we are. We are what we are. So that was a special for me, was a blessing. And the Bible said we are letters open to the people. Please pray for us. We want to be a witness. We want to be open letters for the people in Peru, for wherever we are. Pray for us. Remember us in prayers. Thank you, Pastor. We are we are in time. Thank you.
Thank you, Samuel, and Beth, and Bethany, and Joey, and what a blessing that is. And the thing is, even in August when you're over in Peru, and we're still here, we can still serve the Lord together, and we can still pray for one another, and that's a great privilege, a great blessing. I think we want to sing maybe one hymn before we close. Stephen, why don't you come and lead us? You can stand with me as we rejoice in the Lord together.
Three seventy-six. Sing with me.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me.
Again to Samuel and his family for coming. Make sure you hit up their table there and see what they have there for you. Maybe pick up a prayer card or 2 or 10. And remember to keep them in your prayers in the coming months as they're leaving soon to go to Peru. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this blessed time where we can get a picture of how you're working, Lord, that you are working far beyond the boundaries of our own hearts and even our own church. Father, I pray that we would realize and catch the same heart that the Rojas have for people. Lord, that we would be so thankful for for the gift that you have given us, that we would be willing and count it a joy and privilege to share it with all who are around us. We thank you again for your blessed Savior, in whom we have all things. And Lord, it's in you that we have our being, and we pray and thank you in your name tonight. Amen.
Sorry, we have a paper there where you can put your address if you wanna receive our updates. If you have email address, you can put there and you will receive monthly by email. If you don't have email address, put your address, your mailing address, and we will send every 3 months, 3 or 4 months, a hard copy of our update. Okay? Thank you very much.